A new law in Minnesota temporarily has shut down businesses that wire money until those businesses are licensed. That's caused concern in the large Somali immigrant community in Minneapolis-St. Paul. For many, the money transfers are the only way to provide support for family members back home. From Minnesota Public Radio, Michael Koo reports.
The Minnesota law, quite simply, requires money transmitters to be licensed, a condition already imposed in 42 other states. Billed as a consumer protection measure, it breezed through the state legislature with little opposition last year. But with the international crackdown on terrorist financial networks, Minnesota's 30,000 Somalis were left with few options for wiring cash to family members back home. The new law has, for now, cut that lifeline entirely. Omar Jamal is the executive director of the Somali Justice Advocate Center, headquartered in St. Paul. He says the war-torn country has no international banks, no Western Union outlets, and no postal service with the United States.
This is the only line that they can send money from here to their homeland to support their siblings and their families and their husbands and their wives. Without this being open here to them, it's really a matter of life and death. They don't know how they will be able to send money.
Jamal says the law wasn't well publicized, and the complex paperwork made it impossible for Somali wire services to meet last Monday's application deadline. The law requires $100,000 in net worth and a $50,000 bond to guarantee assets. Businesses operating without a license face fines of up to $10,000 a day. Three Somali businesses do have applications pending, but Jamal says some of the small, family-owned operations may not meet the financial requirements. Republican State Representative Dan McElroy sponsored the legislation and says the requirements are reasonable.
In any industry I can think of where a company takes your money and doesn't give you merchandise for it, whether it's insurance, real estate, securities, banking, credit unions, real estate brokers, those tend to be regulated.
McElroy says when the law was passed, lawmakers didn't address the complete lack of financial infrastructure in Somalia. He says he'd consider loosening requirements for small money transfer businesses if necessary. But some argue the measure was designed to push such companies out of business. Luis Kerr represents Servicios Los Gallos, which wires money to Mexico. He says the law benefits big firms like Western Union and American Express's MoneyGram.
What MoneyGram and Western Union stand to gain is a $10 billion market, but this is a market that is inaccessible to them in Mexico, and by doing this, we believe they are trying to acquire new territories.
Kerr says the State Commerce Department has granted Los Gallos a waiver to remain open while its license application is processed, but a Commerce Department spokesman disputes that, saying no such waivers have been granted, although he says Commerce is working to process applications as quickly as possible. In the meantime, many immigrant breadwinners seeking to help their families back home can do little but wait. For NPR News, I'm Michael Koo in St. Paul.